You've likely seen the headlines, haven't you? All these whispers and outright claims circulating about a massive data breach, potentially involving millions of PayPal accounts, it sounds. Well, unsettling, doesn't it? A direct hit on a service so many of us use every day, it naturally sparks a wave of concern. Today, we're doing a deep dive into these allegations. We're going to unpack what's truly being claimed by, the cyber criminals, and also PayPal's surprisingly firm denial, and maybe most importantly, the often overlooked real threat that actually puts your digital life at risk, regardless of whether these specific claims turn out to be true.
Right. Our mission here is really to cut through all the noise. We'll examine the expert analysis, dig into the nuances, and hopefully equip you with clear, actionable steps. This isn't just about understanding one particular incident, right? It's about grasping the broader security landscape and actually taking meaningful control over your own digital safety.
Exactly. So let's explore this intricate landscape together. We'll start with the initial reports, then look at PayPal's response and why the cybersecurity community is a bit skeptical. From there, we'll shine a light on InfoStealer malware, the likely hidden culprit here. And finally, we'll arm you with practical strategies to, batten down the hatches on your own accounts. Turn that anxiety into proactive protection. All right, let's jump right into the heart of these claims then. So over the past few weeks, reports have been buzzing. Cybercriminals are allegedly selling, what, nearly 16 million PayPal user login credentials on various underground forums. They claim this data trove was freshly obtained, like May 2025. And what's particularly alarming about these claims isn't just the sheer number of accounts, but the alleged type of data. We're talking about plain text passwords and the associated website URLs, essentially a full package designed to just facilitate immediate automated attacks against user accounts. It's pretty scary stuff.
Yeah, and the critical detail emerging from the criminals themselves, almost ironically, really highlights a widespread vulnerability.
They apparently stated that while some passwords in their data set were indeed strong, a significant portion involved what's known as credential reuse, using the same password across multiple platforms.
Exactly. And this isn't just some anecdote from the dark web. It's a fundamental flaw in personal security that attackers just ruthlessly exploit. It suggests the weakest link often isn't a company's, robust server security, but our own habits across the broader digital ecosystem.
Right. So given how serious these claims sound, what's truly fascinating here is PayPal's response.
It is. PayPal's denial has been unwavering and pretty firm. They're denying any recent security breach of their systems. They're not just saying no, they're specifically referencing a much earlier incident from back in 2022.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Right. That was a credential stuffing attack. Serious, yes, but it affected a comparatively smaller number, roughly 35,000 accounts, I think.
Okay, tiny compared to 16 million.
Exactly. That 2022 event definitely led to regulatory fines and increased scrutiny for PayPal, no doubt. But it's a mere fraction of the 16 million accounts being alleged now.
So this huge difference, this massive claim versus a flat denial, it does raise questions.
It does, and it leads to why are seasoned cybersecurity experts actually skeptical about these new claims?
Yeah, what are they seeing?
There are several compelling factors contributing to their doubts. Firstly, the asking price. For a data set supposedly containing 16 million active user credentials, the price on these underground forums is surprisingly low.
Like suspiciously low.
Kind of, yeah.
Right.
Typically, such a valuable cache would command a much, much higher premium. So that suggests either a limited scope or, frankly, questionable validity. Secondly, the sample size. The amount of alleged data made available for verification has been extremely limited, which prevents thorough independent analysis. It's like being shown a single brick and told it represents an entire mansion.
No, it just doesn't add up for experts trying to confirm a huge breach like this. So, okay, you hear breach, you hear millions of accounts, but then you get these firm denials and expert doubts swirling around. It leaves us with a critical question. If it's not a direct breach, what is going on here? What's the bigger picture?
Exactly. And the emerging consensus among cybersecurity analysts points away from a direct hit on PayPal servers. Instead, the trail leads us to a far more insidious and, frankly, more personal threat: the widespread proliferation of InfoStealer malware.
Ah, okay.
If we connect this to the broader picture of cybercrime, the data being circulated is much more likely the aggregate result of individual devices being compromised by these malicious tools. Not one big hack, but lots of little ones.
Info stealers. Tell us more about those. How do they work?
Yeah, they're a particularly nasty type of malware. They operate quietly, stealthily on infected devices. Think your laptop, your desktop PC, maybe even your smartphone, often without your knowledge. Once they infiltrate, their main goal is to extract sensitive information directly from your system. Not from PayPal servers, but from your machine.
Okay, so grabbing stuff locally, what kind of stuff?
Stored passwords from your browser, autofill data, credit card information, and crucially, session cookies.
Session cookies, right? Those things that keep you logged in.
Exactly. Think of a session cookie as like a temporary digital key or maybe a boarding pass for a website. It tells the site you're already logged in. If an info stealer grabs that cookie, an attacker can potentially bypass your password entirely and access your account as if they were you.
Wow, okay. Even without the actual password.
For a limited time, yes. Mm-mm. It depends on the cookie's lifespan, but it highlights why securing your device itself is so absolutely paramount.
And there's evidence for this theory in the data itself.
There is. The actual structure of the data being sold on these dark web markets lends strong credence to the info stealer theory. We're seeing lists that clearly pair website URLs with the corresponding login info, often alongside those session cookies we just mentioned.
Right.
This highly organized format. It's precisely how InfoStealer malware tends to package its stolen goods. It strongly suggests these credentials were scooped up from lots of compromised user devices rather than ripped from one central PayPal database.
Okay, that makes sense. So how do these digital spies, these info stealers, actually get onto your device in the first place? How does that initial infection happen?
Well, it's typically through methods designed to trick you, unfortunately. We're talking about malicious email attachments. You know, the classic phishing attempt is still very effective.
Still works, huh?
Absolutely. Or compromised websites designed to auto-download malware when you visit. Another common way is through sneaky software downloads, often disguised as legitimate updates or popular free programs you might grab from untrusted sources.
So you really have to be careful about what you click and download.
Definitely. It's a constant reminder that every click, every download carries potential risk.
This seems like a good moment, then, to clarify the differences, because you mentioned credential stuffing earlier, now info stealers, and then there's a direct breach.
Yes, absolutely. It's crucial to understand these distinctions because it completely redefines where you need to focus your security efforts. Let's try to put it simply. A direct breach, like the big ones we hear about hitting major companies, that's like someone breaking into the bank's main vault. They've gotten past the company's defenses.
Okay, makes sense. The big heist.
Right. Then there's credential stuffing. Mm-hmm. That's more like a thief finding a key dropped on the street, maybe a key to one house. And then trying that same key on every single door down the block, hoping it works elsewhere because, well, people reuse keys, or in this case, passwords.
Got it. Exploiting password reuse.
Exactly. Now, info stealers, they are a totally different beast. They're like a sophisticated spy managing to get inside your home, maybe through an unlocked window. And they're quietly snatching your wallet off the table, your keys from the hook, your personal notes right off your desk.
So they target you, not the bank.
Precisely. They don't attack the bank itself. They compromise your personal security on your device. And this shift in the attack vector is why these specific PayPal claims, even if they turn out to be false regarding a direct breach, still serve as such a critical wake-up call for individual users.
That distinction is not just academic, then. It's absolutely critical for you, the listener, to understand, because it dramatically shifts where you need to focus your security efforts. It moves the conversation from just, is PayPal safe, to, are my devices and my online behaviors secure?
Right. And whether this specific claim about PayPal pans out or not, the underlying issues we're discussing, they highlight critical, pervasive vulnerabilities. These affect absolutely everyone in online security. Stolen credentials doesn't really matter where they came from originally. Whether it was a direct breach of some smaller service you used years ago, or from an info stealer on your laptop yesterday, they circulate on dark web marketplaces for a very, very long time.
A disturbingly long time, yeah.
And this creates just a persistent, ongoing risk for users, as attackers constantly find new ways to leverage this old data. And what's genuinely concerning here, a point that really can't be stressed enough, is the interconnected nature of our digital lives. It creates this dangerous domino effect, specifically with credential reuse.
Explain that domino effect a bit more.
Okay, imagine you have a super strong, unique password for your main bank account.
Great. Yeah.
But you use a weaker, maybe slightly modified, but basically reused password for, say, an online forum you barely visit.
Okay.
If that forum gets breached, or if an info stealer nabs that login from your browser, those credentials are now compromised. Attackers won't just try them on that forum. They have automated tools. They'll try them on hundreds of other services, including your PayPal, your email, maybe even your main bank.
Because they're betting you reused it.
Exactly.
Got it.
If you've reused passwords across different platforms, even slightly similar ones, you face exponentially higher risks when any single service, even a seemingly minor one, has a security issue. It's like having one flimsy lock on your back door that somehow grants access to every single room in your house.
That's a powerful analogy, and this whole situation seems to reflect bigger trends.
Oh, absolutely. This incident, regardless of the specific details about PayPal, reflects these broader, deeply entrenched trends in cybercrime. Stolen credentials have become an incredibly valuable global commodity. They fuel a multi-billion dollar illicit economy.
It's a huge business.
It really is. And the sheer ease with which personal information can be harvested, meticulously packaged up, and then sold on these marketplaces, it just demonstrates a pressing need for comprehensive security strategies, not just for the big companies, but for every single one of us navigating the digital world. It's really no longer enough to just assume the services you use are completely protecting you. You have to be an active participant in your own defense.
And for the companies themselves, like PayPal, what's the challenge for them?
Well, for financial institutions and payment processors, the challenge is immense. They face constant, relentless pressure. They have to strike this really delicate balance between providing seamless user convenience, because let's face it, who wants to jump through 10 hoops just to buy something online?
Right. Friction is bad for business.
Exactly. But they have to balance that convenience with implementing absolutely robust security measures. The real trick, the hard part, lies in deploying protection that effectively stops sophisticated criminals without creating excessive friction or frustration for legitimate users. It's a very fine tightrope walk that requires constant innovation and adaptation as the threats keep evolving.
And just the sheer frequency of these data breach claims, whether they end up being confirmed or not, that must impact trust, right? How consumers perceive and approach digital payments.
Definitely. Trust, ultimately, is the fundamental currency in the digital economy. It's everything. If people lose faith in a platform's ability to protect their information, adoption wanes, usage drops, and the entire ecosystem suffers. This makes security transparency, clear communication about incidents, and proactive defensive measures increasingly critical for companies. It's about maintaining user loyalty and ensuring that widespread trust.
And beyond trust, the cost for companies when things do go wrong, it's huge, isn't it? It goes way beyond just fixing the technical problem.
Oh, far beyond. We're talking potentially substantial regulatory fines, often running into the millions, depending on the jurisdiction and the scale. Mounting legal expenses from class action lawsuits are almost guaranteed these days. And perhaps most damagingly in the long run, significant and long-lasting reputation damage.
Yeah, that's hard to recover from.
Very hard. This can lead to customer churn, a tangible decrease in market share, and extensive, costly brand rehabilitation efforts that can take years.
So ultimately, this isn't just about PayPal's security posture. It's about the security of every single online service you use, and maybe most critically, how your personal digital habits tie into that whole overarching security framework.
Precisely. Which brings us to the really important part.
Yeah.
What can you, as an individual, actually do about all this?
Yeah.
How do you protect yourself? Taking proactive security measures isn't just recommended. It's absolutely essential. And that's true regardless of whether these specific PayPal breach claims prove accurate or not. Your very first step, especially thinking about these reports, should be to immediately update your PayPal password.
Okay, first step, change the password.
Yes, but don't just change it. Make it strong and unique, a combination that is not used anywhere else. Think complex mix, uppercase, lowercase letters, numbers, symbols. Aim for at least 12, 14 characters long. That makes it incredibly difficult for attackers to guess or crack.
Okay, strong, unique password for PayPal. Got it. What's next? This next piece of advice is, I think, a real game changer. It's truly an indispensable layer of defense. Implementing multi-factor authentication, or MFA, you need to turn it on everywhere it's offered.
Absolutely critical. MFA ensures that even if your login credentials, your username and password, somehow fall into the wrong hands, maybe through an info stealer, maybe a breach from some other site you used, your account remains protected.
How does it do that?
It requires a second form of verification before granting access. Something only you possess, or you are, like a code sent to your mobile phone via SMS, or maybe a prompt in an authentication app like Google Authenticator or Authy.
Or those little physical keys.
Or even a physical security key, yeah. Turning on MFA is arguably the single most effective step you can take to secure your online accounts today, Seriously.
Got unique password, MFA enabled. What else?
Beyond those two big ones, regular account monitoring is another crucial habit to build. Make it a routine practice, maybe weekly or biweekly, to review transaction histories. Check login notifications. Look at the account settings. And do this for all your important online accounts, especially financial ones.
Why is that so important?
Vigilance helps you detect any suspicious activity or potential unauthorized access attempts early. It allows you to react quickly before significant damage occurs. Look for charges you don't recognize, logins from weird locations, or changes to your personal details you didn't make.
Spotting trouble before it gets out of hand. Makes sense. Now let's tackle the elephant in the room. What if you have been reusing your PayPal password or something similar on other websites?
Yeah, this is where that domino effect becomes very real and potentially damaging. If that's you, you need to immediately change passwords on all services where you've used those same or similar credentials.
That sounds like a lot of work.
It is tedious, we know, but it's absolutely critical. Create unique, strong passwords for each account. And to manage this, because it does seem like an impossible task otherwise, seriously consider using a reputable password manager.
Tools like LastPass, 1Password, Bitwarden.
Exactly. Those kinds of tools. Mm-hmm. They generate, store, and can even autofill complex, unique passwords for all your accounts securely. All protected by one strong master password that you create and remember. It's a powerful way to eliminate password reuse and significantly boost your security without the massive headache of remembering dozens of different complex logins.
Okay, so password manager is key if you have lots of accounts or struggle with reuse.
Definitely. Now, you might be wondering, with all these security issues floating around, is it just safer to shut down your PayPal account entirely?
Yeah, is abandoning ship the answer?
And the answer is generally no. Closing accounts isn't necessarily the best move if you implement these proper proactive security measures we've been talking about. PayPal, like other major financial services, invests heavily in security on their end. They have teams dedicated to this. Your focus should be on controlling your part of the risk. Use unique, strong passwords. Enable multi-factor authentication everywhere, especially PayPal, and consistently monitor your account activity. With those right safety measures firmly in place, PayPal remains a dependable and secure option for online payments. It's about being an informed and active participant in your own digital defense, not just abandoning useful services out of fear.
Right. These aren't just suggestions, are they? They're really the fundamental, almost non-negotiable building blocks of strong personal cybersecurity today. They empower you to take control. So wrapping things up, we've taken this deep dive into an alleged PayPal breach, but what we've uncovered upon closer inspection points to a far more pervasive, insidious, and frankly personal threat. Infostealer malware. Malware targeting our individual devices, silently siphoning off our digital lives. The specific claims around a direct PayPal breach might remain murky, maybe ultimately unproven, but the lessons for securing your own digital life, those are crystal clear and profoundly important.
Absolutely. The message is simple, but it's powerful. Embrace strong, unique passwords for every single service you use, no exceptions. Enable multi-factor authentication everywhere it's offered. Make it your default setting. And commit to consistent, vigilant monitoring of your accounts. Check them regularly. These measures are not just good practice. They are your most robust defense against the constantly evolving landscape of cyber threats, no matter where those credentials might ultimately be harvested from a big breach, a small one, or your own device.
So as we become ever more reliant on digital services, connecting more and more aspects of our lives online, trusting our sensitive data to this vast network of platforms, it leaves us with a thought. How much control do we truly have over our individual risk? And maybe more profoundly, how does our reliance on the security practices of every single service we use, not just the big names like PayPal, but every forgotten form, every old shopping account, how does that reliance impact our overall sense of digital safety, our privacy, and maybe even our peace of mind? Something for you to ponder as you navigate your own digital world.